Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Becca's a little sonzy today.
Ugh, I think I either had a 24-hour stomach bug or food poisoning yesterday, and it's rolled into just like an absolute weakness today.
Yeah, but you know what? You're here, and I appreciate you for being here.
Yeah, I was so close to being like, I'll join in on Zoom, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the effort for Tanya.
And you know what? Zoom is phoning it in, quite literally, these days. And I appreciate that you are a woman that wants the best quality.
Uh-huh. Well, not quality.
The best vibes. Like,
my mini mic gets the job done.
But the vibe's a little different.
Easton said it's good.
It's fine, but it's not the same as being here.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make the rule that all guests have to come in, I think the hosts have to make a similar commitment.
Yeah.
Well, then I was going to be out.
Yeah, no.
So then I was like, I'm Zoom either getting her on Zoom. Yeah. Anyways, it's all
good.
Which
is fine. If you need to take a sick day, I understand. But I'm happy that you're here today.
I'm going to be out of town the next 2 weeks. So I was like, God, that feels a lot. If it was like a normal week and I wasn't going out of town, I'd be like, hey, we're not great.
But then you'd be absent for 3 weeks.
Right. And that feels like a lot.
It feels like a lot.
So here we are. And
I don't know who I'm going to do the show with next week.
Well, we have a big guest episode next week.
Yes, we do.
Camilla?
Oh, right. But that's next Thursday.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you'll be doing that interview.
Yeah.
Camilla who? Who's the Camilla?
Oh, you know Camilla Luddington from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, she's coming back?
Yeah, and do you know what?
I told you she'd be back.
This is the third time. Well, one of the times was on Zoom because we were in COVID, but this is the second time she'll be in studio and I'm not here.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah. I don't know if I'm talking to Danielle or Amy or who's booking this where I'm out of town and they're booking like a big guest.
Well,
but
maybe don't put the finger at Amy and Danielle. Maybe Camilla has requested to come on. Maybe you did something to her.
That could be. You could be creepy.
Oh, no, I don't feel creepy about her.
Did you ever send her a weird DM at some point?
No, I don't think. I think as of the two of us, if she's getting a weird DM, it's not me.
How will you handle the fact that you are no longer a viewer of Grey's Anatomy when she comes in?
I'm going to catch up before she comes on.
Okay.
But are you going to be honest? Like, hey, like I haven't really
when have I not been honest? I told Andrew Hunt, I told Owen Hunt that I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Straight to his face.
Yeah, but like the show as a whole is different than like a character.
I think I love your show. Your character bothers me is different from I can't even watch your show anymore. I'm so over it.
That's not quite my sentiment, but thank you for putting words in my mouth.
Let's hear
Mark.
Your sentiment.
Yeah, what is your sentiment?
I'm just not as excited about it. Like, to me, I can let it build up and kind of watch a couple of them in a row. I don't need to watch it every single week.
I was watching alone. My wife has also bailed. I was watching alone the other day. I was in bed and the episode ended. And it was a very good episode last week with a very good cliffhanger at the end. And I said out loud to an empty room, I said, I'm sorry, I'm enjoying this show. That was to you two, even though you were not there.
Well,
the fact
sorry
that you said that out loud, and like your wife's even bailed, like you're
She's
just
out.
A lone ranger, like trying to convince yourself that you're in it. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like the excitement of it, waiting for it week after week. Maybe that's gone a little bit, but maybe it's easy to binge like a few episodes in a row. You like let them build and then binge, and then
I've binged a couple in a row. I can't tell you the last time I watched it on time on a Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, so Mark was saying, some people in the Facebook group were like, we really appreciate Mark.
Yep. Keep
you
up
know,
the grays.
Keeping up the grays.
Yeah. Scrubbing in. Let's
chat.
Keep scrubbing in together.
And people were like, yeah, I just don't like that they're trying to like recreate storylines with the new cast.
I like that they're trying to do that.
But like you like it and yet you don't like consistently watch it. So that's contradicting to me.
So... I like what they're doing. I feel like the chemistry with the new crew is the same. Not the same, but it's been the closest I've felt since the early days.
Agreed.
However, I'm not hooked like I used to be. Period. End of story. I'd rather watch Love Island UK.
Ugh.
Season 9.
Well, look, get hooked.
Season
it's great.
9.
I know that you're in a different place in your life, and maybe that's part of it.
But what? No.
Than you were 18 years ago. You're a different person. You've evolved.
18 years ago. Well, she started watching like...
2015.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay. Never mind.
She watched like all the seasons in just a span.
That's
of
right. I forgot about that.
But like, think about that. That's how much I loved the show.
Yes.
I watched it perpetually for about 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
That's good television.
Yeah. I agree. I'm with you.
But you're not getting mad at her.
No, I'm mad at both of you.
I've just like.
You're the one
admitted,
claiming to still watch.
Yeah. Like, you're
I'm not out. I'm not out yet.
I don't
fully.
Becca's hanging up her scrubs.
Yeah,
no,
Becca's
I don't
hanging
think
up
I'm
the
fully
closet.
Hanging up the scrubs. Like the scrubs are still like folded on the table.
Mm.
They're not in the like hung up yet in a bin. Mine actually literally are in a
Should
bin.
Should I wear my scrubs when Camilla's in?
Yeah. Please
think,
do that.
I actually think she's coming on. What week is she coming on?
April 3rd. Next week.
Oh, next week. Okay. I thought she was coming on the day Robbie was co-hosting. And I was like,
why would that not be good?
Well, it wouldn't be bad, but I was thinking about wearing scrubs the day that we have Camila on.
Yeah, and you want to do that with Robbie?
Mm.
I feel like he would also put on scrubs
for the
effort.
Yeah, he would.
What did you do this weekend? Haven't seen you in a minute. Talk to you in a minute.
That's true. I was like fully, I have doing the iHeart Awards carpet tonight. So this weekend, I really like wanted to just kind of just prep myself like I would for, you know what I mean? Like back in the day, like work out a ton, eat super clean, go to bed early.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. But let me tell you, I haven't worked out like that hard in a really long time. And I was exhausted yesterday. I did 3 workout classes like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yesterday I like literally could knock it off the bed.
Wow. Well, I'm proud of you for staying in the bed.
Thank you. And then I went to church yesterday, brought Robbie for the first time.
That?
You inspired me.
Wow.
It was really good. I cried during worship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Robbie really liked it too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He like really, really liked it. And he got like, his eyes got a little watery themselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. You're hosting the iHeart tonight.
Yes.
And it's a pretty big lineup. Some pretty big names will be there.
I know, but I
never
know.
That you've been very casual about.
But I never know who's going to talk to us. Like, all these people are coming, but they might just take photos. They might not talk to us. One of them
being... are you going to be in the... Are you going to stay for the awards? Or are you just going...
Leaving after the carpet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Life is just like a star. You just roll in, do the work, and leave. You don't even... Let me just let y'all know. She's casually telling me this last week, and she's like, yeah, Kelly Clarkson's performing, Pink's performing, Taylor's receiving like the Icon Award.
Innovator Award.
Innovator Award. And I was like, oh, is she going to be there? And she's like, I don't know. And then
you
today
better
she
believe
finds out.
I'm going to be flagging her down, because we're basically set up so like they take photos on the carpet and we're the first stop. Like there's no way you can take photos on the carpet and not make eye contact with me. So if Taylor Swift steps on that carpet and I can see her, I'm going to be up in her face being like, hey, hey, do you want to talk to us?
She'll definitely be seeing you.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
We love that. Can't wait to see the selfie.
Well, TBD on all that.
Yeah, TBD.
You were gone all weekend.
I did. Last minute, I had a work trip with Hyundai in Arizona, and it was really fun, but I'm exhausted, and I leave tomorrow for Europe, so I haven't packed. And I was going to pack all day yesterday, but I literally did not get off the couch. I was so ill.
You know, Scottsdale was not really my old stomping grounds, but like kind of my old stomping grounds.
What school did you go to?
U of A.
Is that which the is orange
in,
and red
the one?
One
in Tucson.
It's in Tucson.
Oh. Yeah.
Nowhere near Scottsdale.
No, but like there's not much going on in Tucson, so we would go to Scottsdale a lot.
Oh, so the other college is the one I saw.
Yeah.
Your
ASU.
Rival.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like I was surprised. I was like waiting for some like where do I go to eat? And
it was very quick. We got there Friday night, had all day Saturday with Hyundai, and then came back at like 7:30 yesterday morning.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
So there wasn't a whole lot of like, hey, where do we go? Where do we spend our time?
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And I'm very tired and I'm very overwhelmed that I have so much to do today. But
you're here.
It's fine. We'll get it done.
Mm-hmm. You always do.
It's what you got to do.
You always do. Do what you got to do.
You know, Selena Gomez speaks out finally and says, Hailey Bieber reached out to me and let me know that she has been receiving death threats and such hateful negativity. This isn't what I stand for. No one should have to experience hate or bullying. I've always advocated for kindness and really want this all to stop. So nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just the bigger person all around.
Yeah.
Where in the mother F is Justin Bieber? Why is Selena Gomez having to say this? And where is her husband?
I'm sure there's a reason why he's not saying something. I'm sure of it. There's no way. Like, think about it. If you were in a public feud, a huge public feud where people were saying crazy things to you, and Hailey saw it all going down, there's got to be a reason why.
So Hailey feels more comfortable calling Selena and asking her to say something than her own husband?
Who's going to listen to Justin Bieber? Nobody. Who's going to listen to Selena Gomez? Her fans, hopefully.
I'm sorry. I'm over it. I just don't understand. And I've talked to multiple people who are like, they even said the same thing. They're like, if my husband was a part of this or my partner and they didn't speak up publicly, there would be some things going. I would be having some conversations.
Yeah, but don't you think there's a reason for it?
No.
I don't know what the reason is.
I just think the fact that Selena, who is the ex who Hailey has been compared to and has also dealt with a lot of stuff on her own, is the one that posted about this on her story. Unless Justin reached out to Selena and was like, hey, will you say, unless it was a three-way call and they were like, hey, will you say something? Maybe your fans will listen. If that's the case, that's the only reason this feels okay to me.
I don't know. I think this is like the nice thing to do. This is something that I would think any woman would do for another woman.
Yeah, but why are we always relying on the other woman to be the bigger person?
Because
Selena's
no one's going to listen to Justin Bieber. If Justin Bieber puts out a thing and says, wear a bucket hat tomorrow, people are not going to listen to him. If Selena says it, people listen to her.
No,
I think so. That's just my opinion as like a person looking in. People listen to Selena Gomez.
Well, it doesn't mean that he still couldn't have said something as her
partner. I think if he spoke out, people would...
Someone was rude to you and you had a partner and you had Robbie and he had an opportunity to say something to stand up for you and he didn't,
I would want him to do what I wanted. Of course he'd want to come out. I'm sure Justin wants us to come out and say something, but I would want him to do what I wanted him to do.
Interesting. All right. So you think there's a reason why
has to be a reason why for sure there's a reason why.
Because you think that...
I think it would just add more fuel to the fire.
Okay. We'll stand to agree to disagree on this one. Something else that jarred me this week. a video and photos of Harry Styles. How do you say her name?
Emily Ratajkowski.
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 Ratajkowski. Oh, Ratajkowski. So sorry.
Emily Ratajkowski. Having a very, well, the headline said sloppily making out in Tokyo.
How dare they?
And like, my reaction was unexpected because I don't care. Like, I'm not like, I love Harry Styles and I think he's so cute. And like, I feel very like I'm a fan of his, but like, I'm not like, oh, I want to be with Harry Styles or anything. And then I'm kind of indifferent towards her, but for some reason I did not like it. I got upset.
But why?
I don't know.
I'm going to change your opinion on it because in an interview in 2015, Harry Styles was asked who his celebrity crush was. And guess who he said?
Her. Why does that change my mind?
The fact that he manifested this, he's been wanting this for 8 years and he finally got it. How does that not make you so happy for Harold?
Yeah, I don't know. It just
doesn't. Really?
Yeah. I thought you were going to have something. She told me she had something that was going to change my mind before we started the show.
Oh my gosh. I think it's so cool that he 8 years ago said, my celebrity crush is Emily Ratajkowski. And then 8 years later, he's making out with her in Tokyo. How is that not cool to you?
Kismet. Just kismet.
But you brought up another good angle, Tanya, that if they're in Tokyo together making out, this isn't like a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah. They're not like in New York or LA. They're in Tokyo. So either he had to fly her out because he was there for tour. So he had to fly her out there, or she flew herself out to see him because they've been dating. She wasn't just happened to be in Tokyo when he was there.
I feel like she probably travels a lot and he travels a lot. So
they just happened to be in Tokyo in the same place.
In the celebrity world, that's very likely that they could both be in Tokyo.
It's not a first time.
I saw a TikTok and I have no idea the accuracy of this. Or it was Dumois and they said that there were that Olivia Wilde, Harry, and Emily had a threesome together. So this could be just like a longer, like something that's...
What?
Yeah.
I did not see that. But I saw that Emily was at one of Harry's shows at the Forum that Olivia Wilde was at also.
Maybe that was the night.
Maybe that was the night.
So maybe his manifestation came through a long time ago.
I am shocked by that. They had a threesome?
That's what I saw a video saying that Dumois reported that there was a threesome. So that's a friend of a friend of a friend who... That's what I'm saying. I don't know the accuracy.
Poorly written erotica to me. like Harry Styles and Emrata and Britney Spears are having a threesome together. Like, that's just such a wild collection of people to me.
Yeah. I'd be shocked by that. But I also feel like Dumois is pretty good.
But we're also getting into that's an interesting angle there as well, because we've talked about this sort of thing before where a couple agrees to a threesome and then the guy of the threesome leaves the original partner for the new partner. That's an interesting element to this. That's probably completely made up, but it could be an interesting element.
If it's true, if the threesome angle is true, I imagine Olivia did not see
this coming.
His tweet saying that, or his interview saying that's his celebrity crush. Cause I would never let Haley's celebrity crush be in a threesome with us.
No,
I knew that.
No, I think this was resurfaced interviews since the kiss.
I mean, she was everyone's crush for like a hot second though. Mm-hmm. And I would still say like most people would still say she's their crush.
I say good for him, man.
I mean, like I said, I don't know
and
why
good
I
for
care.
Her.
Really good for her.
Really good for her.
And great for him if that's what he
Full
manifested.
Full circle moment. Yeah, I love it for him.
So Dumois had a blind item about an A-list threesome. They kind of left it. Well, hold on. There's more to this. And Dumois gave some clues on her podcast. She said it was a couple that's been in the press and a model. A guest on the podcast says, I'm going to guess Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Emrata. And Dumois said, no, but not no. She also says she got quite a few DMs about people knowing about this and correctly naming the three involved. So, maybe?
Oh, that's very, like, loose, untied ends or loose
because
ends.
Because basically it's not those three specific, but it's probably one of those three.
Right, that works.
But why not Brad and his girlfriend and Emrata?
One more thing. Somebody responded to that on Instagram saying, she's a couple plus modern threesome. Is it Harry, Olivia, and Emrata? She was seen at the Paris show with Olivia. And Dumois posted a Britney Spears GIF going, So it's not confirmation, but there's a little smoke here.
It's not not no.
Exactly. It's a lot of not not no.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, hope everyone's happy.
I'm sure they are.
Sending prayers to Olivia Wilde, that's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
Literally, no matter how something ends, and let's say Olivia was the one to end that relationship, seeing your ex with someone
else
in general is hard, and then seeing them with someone like Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough.
Emrata.
Yeah, yeah.
People like to call her Emrata.
Yeah, Emrata. Yeah.
Are you watching? Oh, do we need to take a break?
No.
Okay. We'll come back because I'm really into this Gwyneth Paltrow trial.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we are back, and you are very into the Gwyneth Paltrow trial.
Are you watching any of it?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh my gosh, I need you to get on TikTok and just type in Gwyneth Paltrow, because It'll just, now like that's like my algorithm feed.
Okay.
She's getting sued by, and I might mess this up, so this is not verbatim, but maybe Mark, you can fact check me.
On it.
She got in a skiing accident, and I'm not sure of the year, but this was a while ago. Mm-hmm. The guy is claiming that Gwyneth Paltrow skied up and crashed into him, and Gwyneth Paltrow is claiming that he skied up and crashed into her.
Mm.
So this was a while ago, and I guess he was suing her, trying to like settle outside of court, and she was like, no, I didn't do anything, like no, and basically like, you remember when Taylor Swift went to court a couple years ago, mm-hmm. with the jockey, the yeah. DJ that grabbed her butt? Yeah. It's kind of the same thing. Like, it kind of feels the same type of vibe, because she's suing for $1, and it's not about the money, it's about the actual case.
Mm-hmm.
And so watching Gwyneth Paltrow in the, whatever it's called, what is it called when they're examining you and you're in that like box?
On the witness stand?
On the witness stand. Seeing her on the witness stand is so fascinating, because it's just like, this is a real person. And you know what I mean? Like, it's like the lawyer was like asking her, you know, do you think you're prone to accidents? And she was like, no, you know, kind of just being like, no, I wouldn't think so. She pulls up some interviews she did with like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon from whenever, saying, in this interview, you said that you are clumsy and you run into things, da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, how is this relevant at all? And like, it's just like they're going back and seeing all the stuff that she's just said publicly for the last, how long has she been famous?
Yeah.
It's so wild. Like, you need to watch it. It is fascinating.
But like, running, being clumsy, like if I said I'm clumsy and I like will hit my shin on the bed, that's very different than me being clumsy and hitting someone while I'm skiing down a slope. Like, those are not the same.
But it also doesn't, okay, if somebody's clumsy, it doesn't mean that they cause every
that's
accident.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the judge kind of said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the fact that she's only suing for $1, it's kind of like, all right, she's just trying to like,
prove a
she's
point.
Like, well, and also like, she's like, you're not going to take advantage of me because I'm a successful, wealthy woman.
And that's what I think it is. I think it's this per, if just, again, I'm not an attorney and I'm not in the law system, but to me,
thank you for the disclaimer.
Spoiler alert. to me, it seems like this man realized Gwyneth Paltrow hit me, I'm going to sue her. I mean, he did. He broke a couple ribs. Like, mm-hmm. it was like a ski incident. But so he probably sued her saying, oh, she could pay this. This is like nothing to her. And she's like, no, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to, like, even though $50,000 to her is probably like
nothing.
$5
well,
to
us. It's more than that. So here are the basics of it. This guy's name is Sanderson. He filed suit in January of 2019 and demanded $3.1 million in damages.
Which to her is probably like, what, $300?
Probably.
Yeah.
He says Paltrow was skiing out of control when she struck him and she was wrong to do that. So Paltrow filed a countersuit in February of 2019 saying he caused the accident and is now trying to capitalize on her fame. He demanded Paltrow pay him millions, and if she did not pay, she would get negative publicity. So that's why she wants the $1 in return. She doesn't care about money. She just wants to win the case and get him proven to be a liar.
Yeah.
And this happened in February of 2016, by the way. So this was over seven years ago this happened.
Wow. That's weird. That's like weird to think of everyone living their life knowing that this is just like hanging over them.
It goes to show you that like our legal system is whack.
Wacky.
But if you're not watching this, I find it very entertaining.
Did you like the Taylor shout out?
Yeah. She's like asking Gwyneth Paltrow, are you friends with Taylor Swift? And she's like, no. I mean, I've taken my kids to her show maybe once or twice. And what did she ask her? Like, have you ever given her a Christmas gift or something? I was like, what is this? I guess they're trying to like see if Taylor gave her notes or something.
Because it was she was asking for the dollar like Taylor did when she kind of sued the.
It's so bizarre.
I mean,
like,
if I were an attorney, I would ask the same question. Just like, are you friends with Chris Evans? Could you call him right now?
Yeah. Do you have his number?
It's so fascinating. So if you need something to watch this week and you don't really want to watch TV, let me tell you, the TikToks of this Gwyneth Paltrow trial are wildly entertaining.
It's also streaming live on YouTube if you really want to get into it.
But if she's not in the witness stand,
yeah, not as exciting.
It's not as exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just her moments?
Yeah. Yeah. The way she looks is just, she's like so like stone-faced.
She's just like there for business and mm-hmm. business only.
Mm-hmm. You don't take advantage of me,
mm-mm.
baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Taylor sang Cowboy Like Me on her second show in Vegas.
Yes.
Wow.
And she brought out
Mumford and Sons.
Marcus Mumford.
Yeah. Wow.
I knew she was going to do things like this. That change it up night to night.
I know, but like, what if she plays me when the show I go to?
Great. What if she brings out brand new? Oh, I loved me.
What? Oh. What's a song that you would be like bummed about? I thought that was a surefire.
No way. What song would I be bummed about?
I don't know that I can think of one. Maybe like, I don't need to hear Shake It Off, but I wouldn't question the choice of putting it in the playlist. Off, I'm sure she does. Yeah. I don't know that I need that, but okay.
I'm hoping she plays Thug Story and brings out T-Pain. Do you remember when she did that song? Oh, that's my favorite.
That's a far out dream, but it's not impossible.
Hey, it's in the discography.
Yeah, it's in there.
I don't know if I'd be bummed about any of them.
I think me would be if she slowed down me, I think I'd like me. This girl did an acoustic version.
I don't love Welcome to New York.
Interesting. But when you go to New York and that song's playing, it's exciting. She'll probably play that in New York.
I would hope so. It's not an LA vibe.
Well, what if she played New Romantics for you?
That I would love.
Yeah.
That song. Slaps.
Yeah, I just like get excited every new show I get to witness on TikTok.
I agree.
It's a thrill.
By the time the show gets here, it's going to be...
I'll know everything.
Oh, everything.
Every moment, truly. Every dress option.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I thought she was going with the green flowy dress, but she went with the red flowy dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see that Reese Witherspoon and her husband announced their divorce?
Jim Toth.
You seem shocked by this, Tanya.
Were you?
Yeah, I'm
shocked, was not.
But were you hesitant on how to pronounce his last name? Is that why you skipped it?
I don't think I thought anything of it. What is it?
Okay. No, Jim Toth.
Oh, that's probably how I was going to pronounce it. What was my other option? Toth?
Toth, yeah.
Jim Toth. wait, you were shocked by it?
Yeah.
I don't think I was.
What?
I don't know. You know when you just get a feeling about
people?
How'd you
get the feeling?
The feeling is within me. It's innate.
What did the feeling tell you about Reese Witherspoon and Jim Toth?
They weren't long game. They weren't forever.
Really?
Yeah.
But tell me why.
There was just something that didn't seem like it was working to me. But I couldn't. There was no proof of anything. It was just a. It's all what it is. Is a feeling.
But it's in what you saw. So what did you see of them?
No, it's not in what I saw. It's what I felt.
But
I just never felt like there was this like
partnership.
Yes.
Because she doesn't post him on her Instagram.
Well, I don't feel like we get a very good, like, it's hard to know if that's more about privacy and we're not going to get like an inside look at their relationship, because I don't feel like that's what her social media is. But yeah, it was something that I can't really put my finger on. It's just simply a feeling.
Interesting. Who else do you have this feeling about?
That's the question. See, it's all well and good in retrospect, but we need a future prediction.
I need some like
contenders.
Good, yeah, like give me a couple and I'll let you know
let's give her a good married couple.
So not Harry and Emrata.
I see that one lasting. Short-lived.
How about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner?
Mm.
I don't see that being forever.
Ooh.
We
gotta flag this podcast. This is good.
What about Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra?
Okay, wait. Okay. I see Sophie and Joe being like long term. Priyanka and Nick, I see there being like some squabbles that they can't work out. And then, like, I would say next 10 years.
Okay. What about Kevin and
Danielle? Hold on. Slow down. I'm writing this down. So you're saying Nick and Priyanka are donezo in the next 10 years?
Not donezo. Yeah. I just see like maybe they're just kind of like, that was amazing. Like, we had a great time. But, you know.
And Joe and Sophie? Okay.
I see them being long game.
Long game.
She's predicting Endgame. The press release too. Wow.
Wait, what about Kevin Jonas and Danielle?
Can we get some non-Jonases?
They're forever. They're forever, yeah.
Well, it's okay. We got to not discriminate against the Joni.
The Joni.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Forever.
Oh.
Really good vibes for them.
Harry and Meghan.
Who's that? Oh.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I don't see that being forever.
Ooh, so what's your time frame?
I would give it like within the next decade. Like I think.
So
my things are based off of like Fives and tens. Ones, fives, and tens.
It's going to be a great show in 2033 when we look back on all these.
Yeah.
John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Ooh.
Teigen.
Ooh. Her name's Teigen?
According to her social media, it's Teigen.
No. Yeah. We've been saying it wrong forever.
She checked with her mom and confirmed it.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. This one's, my feeling's not like super strong on this one.
Oh, interesting.
It's like this a magic eight ball.
This is,
try again later. Yeah.
This might be like more of a, I see long game for them.
Yeah,
long
thank God. Game. Yeah, you said that. I was worried.
Yeah.
What about AJ McLean and Rochelle Deanna McLean?
It's hard to know. It's hard to know if I don't know both parties.
Okay, so you're, it's, so it's, and you don't know?
Just based off of the names, I feel like not long game, short game.
They are separating after 11 years of marriage.
Wow. She is gifted. She has a gift.
Thank you.
Wow.
There's got to be one more.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Forever.
Yep. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
Ooh, this is interesting. My feelings wavering a little bit on this one. I see this. This is interesting. I see this being long, but not forever.
Okay, so maybe 2043.
Yeah.
You know, Ellen's already well into her 60s, so you don't have a lot of time.
Wait. 60? It's not like she's like 95.
Okay, but you're giving her the next 20 years. I mean, okay.
I'll give her 15. I'll say about 15.
Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
God, I could see this going either way. Like, I could see them forever, and I also could see them being like, we have so much love and respect for each other. Please respect us during this
time. They're an interesting couple, because there are a couple that there's been a lot of rumors about them over the years, and they're all probably bogus, but also they're going to host a show together starting in next month.
That's where I could see the...
Is that the kiss of death?
The kiss of death. Oh, I see. Yeah.
So what's your answer?
Mm.
I have one last couple after this one.
I'll give them another 15 years.
Okay. So generous of you.
Meghan Trainor and Daryl Sabara.
Oh,
wow. I see them forever.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, can I do one more?
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick and SJP.
Oh.
I see them forever because they've been very careful and precious, like private with their relationship. Like I feel like they hold it close. But to be honest, if she came out and was like, we split and that wouldn't be one that would like, oh my gosh, what? I would just be like, oh, that's a bummer.
How about that?
Pete Davidson and Chase Swee Wonders.
No, this is just married.
I'm going to say
I've been trying to work Chase Swee Wonders.
Ariana Grande and what's his name?
I'll give him a five-year
count. Dalton Gomez.
Dalton Gomez, yeah, thank
5 years.
Oh, okay. Five years on that one.
Yeah. So thank you all. Can't wait to see
Justin and Hailey Bieber.
Oh, that's a good one. How'd we skip that one?
If it was up to me.
No, it's supposed to be your feeling.
My feelings are too erratic on them right now. I feel mad towards him. So like I don't feel like the feeling would be fair right now. Yeah.
Okay, I'll write that down.
But here's the one thing I will say about what social media can do to how we perceive people and situations, because there is this one video of them on a carpet.
Who's them?
Justin and Hailey Bieber. And it is just like always on my TikTok is showing that how rude he is to her. That's kind of always the consensus of like what a dick he is to her. And someone took the video and they were like, just so you know, this video, so they're on the carpet and it looks like she's like trying to get him to stand with her, and he like pulls his hand away and like has this like look of like he's mad at her and goes and stands by himself where they take photos by themselves. So this girl was like, I took this video. I saw the whole clip of this red carpet interaction. And basically, he was all over her. He was, like, kissing her neck. Like, she almost seemed uncomfortable, like, with the heavy PDA. And then the moment that's gone viral is them basically saying, okay, we're going to take our individual photos now. But it's slowed down. The one that you keep seeing, it's slowed down. So it makes it look like it's, like, really tense and, like, that they're mad at each other, that he's mad at her. But really, it's just a slowed down clip of them being like, hey, I'm going to go take this photo by myself. And it's very quick. It doesn't, once it's in normal time, it does not look weird or like bad at all. It's just like, okay, like, we took our photos together, now we're going to take them individually. And it's that simple.
So what are you trying to say here?
I'm saying that sometimes the way social media, TikTok, it can construe a situation and make it look like something that is not.
Right, right, right.
And I had to be like, you know what? Maybe all the videos I see of him being a dick to her are all manipulated.
Could be.
Well, no, but also I think too, like, you know, Kelsey Ballerini really brought this to light in her interview, was like, in her music. These people, like, they're real couples, so they get in fights. They're not going to have, like, they're not going to be rainbows and butterflies 24/7. And they have to do these carpets for these, like, major award shows when you're, like, fighting with somebody. Like, how awkward is that?
No. And that's normal. I get that. But there's, like, videos
of... That's not
of...
normal. That's so awkward.
No, it's... I'm saying it's normal that. To, like, have to... Like, imagine... Take the Hollywood aspect out of it. If you and Robbie got in a fight and you had to go to a party together, you're not going to be, like, acting like you're fighting.
Well, you haven't seen that. You haven't seen me when I'm fighting with him.
Well, that's after a couple drinks, but I think you put on a good face at first to, like, you know. And then if things got bad, it would be like, hey, we're not lovey-dovey towards each other right now. Anyways, there's been a lot of videos of him just, like, slamming the door in her face as she's trying to get out of the car or, like, chasing. Like, he just, like, takes off running from the paparazzi and leaves her behind. I don't know how those could be manipulated, but this one specifically, I was like, okay, maybe. Maybe I'm judging too hard.
Maybe.
Still would like for him to speak out, but stand up for Haley. But
send him a DM. Let him know your thoughts.
I'll just say, hey, I had some thoughts on the Scrubbing In podcast on...
Please listen to minutes.
March 27th.
Yeah.
If you fast forward to this, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I have it in my notes app. I'm going to screenshot it, post it in the Facebook group so everybody can hold on to it for the future. We can all check it periodically when these couples break up and see how Becca did.
I think we should give her some more, though.
I would just like to claim that I don't wish breakups or divorce on anybody.
Right. Disclaimer.
I just have to say that because people get very sensitive about, oh, Becca's rooting for people to break up their marriage. I'm not. It's just a feeling. And that's what I'm saying. When Reese Witherspoon announced that, I was like, that's very sad, but I'm not surprised.
I was surprised by it. I really was.
You don't have the feeling. It's innate.
I don't have the feeling. So. But I also felt like she got it right this time. You know what I mean?
Ben and J-Lo.
Oh, good one, Mark.
What? 5 years.
Okay. Oh. 2028.
Is there anyone besides the Biebers who you are rooting for their demise?
I'm not rooting for the Biebers' demise. I just want him. I'm actually not rooting for their demise at all. I'm rooting for, I wish he'd step up and say something.
I agree.
Yeah. That's all I feel. I'm not like, oh, I want them to get divorced. I actually think they're cute and I'm not like against them. I feel annoyed sometimes that it's constantly Selena having to be like spreading kindness and talking about kindness. In regards to the Biebers.
How about Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Oh, ooh. Mark, another great one.
This is interesting. The feeling feels shaky. I'm going to say 10 years.
Okay, 2033.
Oh, this is what they're not endgame.
No, but I think it'll be one of those things where like we're all shocked. And then we move on.
Think of the attorneys trying to take those two apart. That's going to be a real payday for some people.
Like, the government would have to step in.
Yeah.
This is what you have to think. Like, I was thinking about Tom Brady and Giselle. I honestly wouldn't have thought that would have ended. And it felt like it happened to us. It felt like it happened fast because it was all like, he's retired. No, he's not. We're divorced.
But you know what's interesting?
You had the feeling about that?
No. Oh. So this was back when I was single. So this was years ago. Somebody was trying to set me up with Jim Toth.
Wow.
Somebody was like, oh, I think you'd be really great with Jim Toth. And in my mind, I'm like, they obviously knew something was going on because in these reports, they're saying that they've been like dividing up their assets for years. So this has probably been in the works for a while.
Maybe I had a feeling that it's been in the works.
Yeah, but I vividly remember that. And I was like,
I want to say my feeling started around like 3-ish years ago.
You may be onto something.
Ashton and Mila.
Oh, forever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton and
Carter Ream.
Carter Ream.
5 years.
Wow.
I don't know him.
What about George Clooney and Amal?
Good one.
Yeah.
Mark's crushing it.
Thank you.
I'm going to say long game, maybe not forever. Like, I see them being together for a long time, but maybe not forever.
10, 15.
Yeah, I would say, like, I would give him, like, 15. Actually, 15's a long time. Mm. I'm going to go 10.
Okay.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
I think forever. Think they've been through it. The ringer. They toured together, so that really solidified their...
Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, right. No, 5 years. And she realizes, what am I doing?
2023, I think, before the end of the year.
Yeah. I give them 8 months. Yeah.
John Krasinski, Emily Blunt.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to say forever.
That's nice.
I feel like they really like
they do seem
respect
to.
And love each other.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. All right, one more. Will and Jada. Oh,
I hope that... I'm not rooting for anyone's demise, but 5 years.
Okay.
Although, you know what? Part of me is like, if it hasn't happened yet...
That's true.
Yeah.
But maybe someone's going to get fed up.
No, I think there's like a reason why they're still together. That's not love.
That's a good feeling you have, Tanya. Yeah.
I think my feeling's right on that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with emails.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is... and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I'm not rooting for Nick and Priyanka.
I know. I just said a rough day for them.
Is it?
With that news coming from you.
Oh, well, that's really just how you take, that's how you take my news. I'm going to have to see if any of my predictions come true before I feel like 100% confident.
The AJ McLean one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure that counts.
What do you mean?
It's already in the universe. The energy's already out there.
Oh, you may have seen it on like.
I didn't, but I do feel like sometimes when it's already out there, it's too easy.
Mm-hmm. This is from Hannah. Little backstory. I've never been in a relationship. I've had a rough go at love since forever. My first kiss was at 19. And only because I refused to go into my 20s without a kiss. I've since finally come out to my family and friends, and dating didn't seem to get any easier. Now I'm 25, and I've been on again, off again over the course of 3 years, talking to a girl I really like, but the timing has never been right, except now we've both confessed our feelings for each other, and things have been amazing, learning more about each other in the last few weeks than we have in the last 3 years. She's a flight attendant. Long distance doesn't bother me, but she's just recently come into dating girls, and I'm not sure where her head is at. She tells me she never wants to be with a man again, but she just spent the night with her ex-boyfriend and tweeted, on cloud nine. We haven't set boundaries yet. We're taking things slow, but it hurt to see that she spent time with an ex. Am I crazy for thinking you can't really be friends with an ex when it's that fresh? I'm trying to figure out how to talk to her about it, but I'm nervous. She's gorgeous. She's a sweetheart. I'm more introverted, not confident about my body. Further backstory, we went to junior high and high school together before my family moved across the country, but we never talked ever. She was on the dance team, and I kept to myself. So maybe my anxiety is stemming from old high school feelings, or should I be concerned she's not being as honest about her feelings as I am?
Well, wait. So after they confessed their feelings for each other, she said she never wants to be with the man again. She stayed there with her ex-boyfriend, and then it was so good she tweeted about it.
On cloud nine.
That, to me, is where it draws the line. I feel like they're too soon to set boundaries of that, I guess. It seems like this is pretty fresh. But the tweeting on cloud nine when you're with an ex is very wrong.
I think she's doing the public straight and private gay thing that some do. I think her public face is going to be straight for a while until she comes around to that. But privately,
why tweet that? People don't know she's with her ex-boyfriend.
I think they probably do.
Yeah, we need a little more context in that.
I think that you should, you know, you both know where you stand, and she might be taking a little bit longer to figure out who she is, and Mark's probably right. There might just be like a public version of herself that she's not comfortable yet sharing her sexuality, but I think that you should continue to work on loving yourself and dating and like putting yourself out there to meet other people, and don't like wait around for her. That's how I feel.
If she knows how you feel, okay.
If she knows how you feel, like if I confess my feelings to someone and they confess their feelings to me, and then they went and stayed the night with their ex, I would feel very hurt, I think, because I would be confused. And I don't think you deserve to be with someone who keeps your head in a place of confusion and hurts your feelings like that.
Yeah.
So I think you just need to be upfront with her and be like, hey, we both, you know, I know how you feel and you know how I feel, but it seems like you're not ready to like take that step fully. So I'm going to, you know, date other people and see other people. And if it comes a time where you feel ready to like commit, then I'll see where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I think you need to be like fair to yourself too. And it seems like this is a one-sided situation. Like, I'm just like, on cloud nine, that's so unnecessary.
So unnecessary. I would be very upset. So Hannah,
we are team go on dates and meet new people.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a dangerous basket to keep all of your eggs in.
Yeah, it's not a safe basket.
It's not, no. Safe, it's not a full,
this basket could break.
It's the like handles a wicker, could break. It's like a wicker basket, not like a plastic basket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably not the best examples, but
No, I think it is. It's a wicker basket and very loosely woven too.
Yeah. Plastic is sturdy.
Yeah.
Although bad for the environment.
Yes.
That's the real lesson here. Brianna is a good question. She says, I'm an OG scrubber and I continue to be a faithful supporter of the scrubbing and mission, vision, and values, whatever those may be. I've written Tanya's love parody song to Invisible String. Remember that?
Yeah.
Got defensive over how Dr. Drew treated Becca when he was a special guest and have an ongoing DM relationship with Easton's wife, Allison, about our old homes. Look at that. I have an important request for Becca and Tanya in response to Becca's post about the wild times of 2007 social media. If Tanya and Becca still had a MySpace, who would be their top eight and in what order? Oh, she's trying to stir up trouble
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I got so many DMs about this and I got like anxiety thinking about it.
And what would their current MySpace song be if I were to go to their profile? I like Brianna. Brianna's really coming up with topics.
Yeah, should we have her as like a...
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Top the floor eight. Is yours.
Top eight is your floor.
It was on response to your social media post, so I think you should do the honors.
Okay. My orders would be...
Oh.
Haley.
Oh.
Tanya.
Oh. No Phoebe?
Phoebe doesn't have MySpace. Only okay. Instagram.
Okay.
Allie.
Oh.
JoJo.
Oh.
Caroline.
Oh.
Laura. Hink. My sister Katie. Britt.
That's eight.
Oh.
Britt's number nine.
I have the top 12 is what I would do.
Wow.
Yeah.
We can you do that on MySpace? No.
Yeah, yeah. They have like a top 16.
She said top eight.
Since Timberlake took it over, it's all different.
Brianna said top eight, and so we have to go by the email.
She did, yes.
All right, fine. Brett, love you so much.
Okay.
Didn't make my top 12, but...
All right, Tanya, go.
Can I have that pen over there?
Sure. You want like a ballpoint or a Sharpie?
Whatever.
All right.
I might nix my sisters because like they know I love them. And
yeah, I was
going to
say, my sister
like...
definitely does not have MySpace.
Okay, yeah.
My sister does not have MySpace.
Okay, so I'm going Haley, Tanya, Allie, JoJo, Laura, Britt, Taylor. And then I'm missing one, right? Haley, Tanya.
You're number eight?
Marla.
Oh.
Marla. Okay. Tanya.
So again, my sister doesn't have MySpace. She's not really into MySpace, really.
I just don't know that any of my sisters would care if they were on my top eight. Actually, I think you're my only friend who would care about their position on my top eight. That's why you go deeply. Second. Yeah.
Fine. Then my sister goes in here. Tina, you have MySpace.
What's the order, though? Number one is?
I put Robbie.
Great.
Then I put Becca.
Cute.
Then I put Paulina. Then I put Sophia. Then I put Raquel. I put Sunny on here because I do think I would give her a MySpace.
She would definitely have a MySpace.
She would definitely have a MySpace. I would go Tina next.
Do you think you'd contractually have to put like the on-air account in there?
Yeah, maybe Ryan or Sissany.
Yeah.
Nah.
Good negotiating.
Contractually, I don't think I'd have to do anything. But I would put like the scrubbing in account down there.
Yeah.
It's a cop-out, but okay, fine.
I was thinking like Sierra might go there.
I was just thinking, though, like when I posted that, how grateful I am to not have to do that.
Yeah.
So thanks, Brianna, for,
for making
bringing up
do
the
that.
Trigger. What would your song be?
Right now, I'm really into the Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown song, Thank God. That'd probably
I feel like
be
you've
my
been
song.
In that for a while.
For a while.
Yeah. I would probably go Hungry Heart.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd probably have a really cool background.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, like when you think, like the reason why I had these all lined up because I've been thinking bridal party.
Oh.
And it does get to be into a weird place.
It's like Easton and I are out.
Y'all are the ring boys.
We walk down hand in hand.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. I'd love that.
All right, well, that's it for today. We do have a Thursday episode with Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Yes, we do.
And
we're going to get all the Vanderpump juice for you guys.
All the VPR all the VPR fans, stay tuned for Thursday's episode. We love you so much. Have a great week. And I will not be here.
Miss you.
I know. I'll miss y'all the next 2 weeks, but I'll be cruising around Europe.
Can't wait to hear about it when you're back. April what?
11th.
April.
Well, I'll be back on the podcast April 17th.
Yowza. A lot could happen between now and then.
I know. Can't wait to see what it is. All right. Goodbye. Love you.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you, just as you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.